Iran has slammed comments made by some Western officials ahead of talks with the P5+1 as unconstructive. Top nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili also warned the West that any miscalculation may derail the talks. Jalili made the comments in a meeting with former French Prime Minister Michel Rocard in Tehran. Afghan police have shot and killed two British soldiers in the country's south. British authorities say the two service members were gunned down near a base in the Lashkargah district of Helmand province. At least 414 UK military personnel have lost their lives in Afghanistan since 2001. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's party is on shaky grounds following the country's state elections. Exit polls suggest a severe defeat for the Christian Democratic Party in the North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany's most populated state. Support for the party dropped from 35% in 2010 to around 26%. Crisis talks between Greece's three main parties to form a new government have stalled. Reports say the leader of the radical left Syriza party has refused to form a coalition government. If no deal is reached, the country will have to hold new elections next month. Thousands of Russians have held a rally in central Moscow to protest against Vladimir Putin's third term in office. Opposition protesters say nearly 5,000 people took part in the rally. The mass meeting is one of several anti-Putin gatherings during the past week. Egyptian undercover security forces have attacked the office of Iran's Arabic news channel Al Alam in Cairo. Egyptian authorities accused the channel of illegal activities and inspected the office and its equipment. Egyptian agents had earlier raided an office providing media services to Press TV. Yemeni protesters have once again filled the streets of Taiz to rally against the government's Saturday attack on protesters. They also demanded the trial of former ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh and his aides. People hold Saleh responsible for killing thousands of protesters since the beginning of the uprising last year. At least three people have been killed and another has been injured in clashes in northern Lebanon. The violence flared up after proponents and opponents of the Syrian government opened fire on one another in the city of Tripoli. The Lebanese army has been deployed to the city to prevent further clashes.